Hey y'all, it's V, the Tax Lien Strategist. I thought I'd come on here and record a quick segment summing up tax lien investing for some people who contacted me within the last couple of days wanting to understand more. And this happens. The more people find out about our courses, the more people find out how we train in our courses, the more people contact us. And so I'm aware that a lot of people hear about tax lien investing, but aren't really sure what it is. I'm also aware that a lot of people are in the industry. I partner with a lot of realtors and industry professionals in teaching them some things, you know, in my course. As I've stated many times before, I'm a former realtor and broker. It's a lot I didn't understand about tax lien investing during that time. And I really didn't have anybody. People really wouldn't tell me. They would not help me with that. I learned a lot about tax lien investing for myself. And then when I decided to go and not renew my licenses because, yeah, you know, I was traveled quite a bit. And so I got a license in practically every state that my ex-husband and I lived in. So real estate, quite a number of states. But I always wanted to know about tax lien investing, and people would not. I just could not get the cooperation for, you know, where people would really, you know, tell me about investing in tax liens. That's just kind of how it was back then. But I have almost 70 segments, episodes here. And a lot of times people go to the podcast for the first time. They don't want to sort through everything to find what they're trying to find. So I'm recording this for them. And of course, anyone else who wants to know about tax lien investing. These are people from like maybe about 7 or 8 different states. I didn't even check my email for the last 3 days because we've been kind of busy. Well, the weather here in Houston, it's been kind of crazy. I've been resting my vocals and doing a lot of paperwork. But I thought, let me hurry up and go ahead and do this so that I can let people know who don't know. And then they won't have to sort through all of the episodes in case they don't want to, you know, just to find out about tax lien investing. So to invest in tax lien real estate, to invest in tax lien property is to invest in property where taxes have not been paid. Now, when you have a mortgage, your mortgage, and this is not every mortgage, but this is common, so I'm going to use this as an example. When you have a mortgage, your mortgage is comprised of 4 components, and that's principal, interest, insurance, and taxes. So as long as you have a mortgage, your taxes are paid, because a portion of your payment are for taxes. And so what happens is your mortgage company puts that portion, when you make your payment, in an escrow account. And when every month they're going to do that portion of your payment, that is taxes, they're going to pull that aside and they're going to put that in an escrow account. And what it generally means is that by the time your taxes are due in January of the following year, there's enough in the escrow account, and the mortgage company writes a check to your tax office, and that's your taxes. So aside from the fact that some escrow accounts may have a shortage, this is not what this is about right now. We're just dealing with the premise behind tax lien investing. So as long as you have a mortgage, the assumption is that as long as you have a mortgage, your taxes are paid. So people don't get into trouble, tax trouble, until after their mortgage after there is no more mortgage. And now the taxes are out of pocket. Now, let's say you had a 30-year mortgage, 20-year mortgage, And let's say you had a 20, 30, doesn't matter. Think about it. Think about the fact that your tax base, your tax assessments now is 20 years. It's 20 years later, which means that your taxes are now more than what they were. As time goes on, yearly, there's a good chance that your tax will be, your property will be assessed more and more in taxes. I will say, and this is common knowledge, that property in urban areas are assessed higher. The government is going to, you know, it gives all kind of crap as to why that is. But the idea is that the properties in urban areas are less, they have a smaller price tag on them than in more affluent areas. So they got to do something to make up the difference. Here's the thing. All of that is a mind game. You know, it's mental play because these houses are just sitting there. So to say that something is less valued because it's in an urban area or valued more because it's in a, you know, in a more affluent area is crap. I mean, it's the way it is. That's how this country is founded. But you see what I'm saying? So when you invest in properties in urban areas, inner city, the property assessment is going to be, in most cases, well, pretty much all cases, it's going to be assessed higher. And so with inflation, with gentrification that raises property values, all of these things, the poorer the area is, the higher the taxes are. And so this is why you find more properties in urban areas that suffer from, you know, that suffer this way with taxes. And so these are the properties, that areas where you're going to find most of your tax lien properties. It's not that black and brown people aren't responsible. It's not that black and brown people don't pay taxes. It's just that, you know, I mean, they're working against a government and a system that kind of keeps them, you know, always in lack, always in need. And of course, we all know we got to pay property taxes, though. They'll blame the poor for being poor. But of course, we know that's not what it is. People, salaries, inflation, salaries. Reparations, you know, people, you know, pay people reparations and they'll be able to take care of their basic things. I think sometimes people just want to complain about poor people, so they just throw that out there. But it doesn't matter what they say. It's about what you know. So these are some facts here that I'm mentioning. And this is not what V says. This is something that's easily, this information is easily attainable if you just research it and Google a lot of stuff and just find out why some of these things are. So every state determines how you invest in tax liens. So we all know that we have to pay taxes. That's a given. That's true. When people don't pay their taxes, though, your tax office can take you to court and get a judgment against you. And where are they going to attach the judgment? To the property. So there are two types of tax lien investing. You have some states that are tax lien certificate states where you are actually paying taxes only with hopes of a nice return on your investment. You're just paying taxes for people who can't pay their taxes. On the other is in a tax deed state such as Houston and other states, I'm going to start listing the tax lien certificate states and the tax deed states. I'm going to start listing the differences in those so people will know. It's where the lien is attached to a property. And so the county, they can't sell your property, although you may hear the term sell, S-E-L-L, or purchase. It's kind of used loosely because the county does not own your property, so it cannot sell your property. But what it can do is end up, in order for them to collect what's owed to them, which is the taxes is attached to the property, they can bring the property to an auction, and where they're you know, where people bid on the taxes, the amount they'll pay for the taxes, and so most states are redemption. A lot of states are redemption states, meaning that if a property is purchased, I use that term just for lack of a better word, but people understand what I'm saying. If a property goes to auction and is sold to the highest bidder, then if it's in a redemption state, then of course you would want to know what the redemption period is in that state so that you'll know how long you as an investor would have to give the owners to redeem it. And that means redemption means they pay the amount of the back taxes, penalties, and fees, plus your, which is what you paid, and then whatever, you know, penalties and fees. Texas, for example, has a 2-year redemption period. If someone redeemed it the first year, they would pay you back everything that you paid, plus 25%, and any taxes that you may have paid for coming into the second year. If they decide to redeem it the second year, because there's a 2-year redemption period, then there is 35% interest on your investment. So your jurisdiction or your county, state determines what the rules and the procedures are for investing in the tax liens. And that can vary significantly. So you must understand the state law in order to invest in your state. And this is why every time someone tells me they want to take the course, first I'll say, what city, what county and state do you reside in? And let me send you a quick, video letting you know some basics about your state so you can determine if you want to continue with that. Then we determine, out of all the courses that we do, which is some of the ones that you would need in order to tax lien invest in your state. It helps to keep costs down, and it also ensures that you're not taking a part of the course that you're not ready for yet or that you're not interested in yet. So it's pretty much how it's done. These are the things, when I say you need to know the state laws in your state, whichever state that you're investing in, these are some of the things that your state law is going to determine. And these are some of the things that I teach for the various states. First thing is interest rate. So the maximum interest rate that can be earned on tax lien certificates, if it's a tax lien certificate state, is often set by state law. It can vary widely between states. The auction process is determined by your state. They can have different methods for auctioning off tax liens. Some states use a bid down interest rate. Bid down interest rate, meaning that the bid starts at a certain place and you bid down, meaning you bid down the interest rate that you're willing to accept it for what you paid. So some states use that bid down interest rate process, and others use a premium bid process, where investors bid on the amount they're willing to pay over the lien amount. most times properties get into a bidding war. Why is that? Because our government can only collect what's owed to them. And let's just use the example of $20,000 in taxes that's owed on a property worth $100,000. There's a gap of 80 grand there. And sometimes, unfortunately, investors conspire with each other to get into a bidding war to continue the interest rate, causing the interest rate to get to be higher and higher, especially in those premium bid states. And what they're doing is they're trying to have the redemption amount high, so that hoping that the owner will not be able to afford to redeem it. That happens a lot. Let me just put it that way. But I'm not saying it happens everywhere. I'm just kind of throwing in some things that I bring up in the courses, and I tell people what to do about that. And how to handle those things when you're investing in tax deeds or tax lien certificates or tax deed properties. So, of course, the government, your state determines the redemption period, which is a time frame in which a property owner can redeem the tax lien by paying the old taxes plus interest, and that's also set by state law. Now, this period can range from a few months to several years. And then the foreclosure process. If the property owner fails to redeem the tax lien within the redemption period, then the lien holder, which would be you, the investor, the person investing in tax liens, may have the right to initiate foreclosure proceedings to acquire the property. The steps and timeline for this process are determined by state law. Now, that language I just used, that has to do with tax lien certificates. In a tax deed state, tax deed meaning where you actually you're actually bidding on a property. When you bid on the taxes, you're bidding on the property. Why? Because the taxes are attached to the property. The property is used as collateral for the taxes. So this is why in a tax deed state, you receive an actual property. In a tax lien certificate state, you're only going for the interest rate to be paid back to you. If that doesn't happen, then your state determines how you go about deciding and how you go about the process of foreclosure. So a lot of times people invest in tax lien certificates because they don't want to be bothered with the property. And so they invest in tax lien certificate states, and they end up having to make a decision about that anyway. But that doesn't happen that often. In most tax lien certificate states, those properties are occupied, and those people are not going to let their, homes go to auction for most of tax lien certificate states. The tax amount is much less than in tax deed states. So that's kind of why you don't see a whole lot of people foreclosing. It does happen, but not often. The state determines penalties and fees, what that property owner pays the penalties and fees that you paid on top of the interest and the taxes that you paid. And of course, the right of redemption, we talked about that. So we have a course that talks about, how you research these things. We have a course that teaches you how to get into the systems and determine your due diligence. That's if you've never done this before. I don't have I don't have a background in this. Then of course you would need a course talking about due diligence, what it means. I just want people to know exactly what they're getting into before they get into it, because we do more than courses. We have services for the community where we make sure that our seniors, our veterans, and our disabled age and place. We work very closely with attorneys and with other professionals to make sure that they get their properties back. That, you know, we help them with redeeming. We just have a lot of services that we're involved in doing. So we're not, you know, we don't push. We need the funds that the courses bring, because we did determine not to turn this particular part of the business nonprofit, because we wanted to make sure, as we all know how nonprofits can be, they can end up getting in the wrong hands. And, properties, businesses, nonprofit mission statements change from one, you know, mission to another. This is one where we decided that the only way for us to continue to help the demographics that we assist, and with, especially since gentrification is so strong out there, and it really is a bully in most cases, and people are just out here doing any and everything. We are safeguarding and we are protecting, and our properties that belonging to certain people, so that they don't continue to lose. Or when people lose their properties, and most of them end up, homeless. So now we have another situation. We have people dealing with, mental issues and physical issues when they're, dealing with home insecurity. So it's more than just, investing. We're investors as well. It's more than just investing. Understanding about the community, who the people are, caring about the community, and realizing that when you do those things, you can't operate the way everyone else operates. You have to operate in a different different way, with morals and standards. Also want to compare tax liens to any type of lien. If someone owes anyone who's listening to this segment money, and they own property, then of course you can go through the steps of attaching your lien to that property. Any lien can bring a property to foreclosure. Now, it costs money to have to go back and forth to court. You have to pay lawyers. You have to pay for going back and forth to court. But my thing is, I'm trying to make a comparison to let you know that just the same way is it, that you would want to be assured that you could collect on any lien, any monies that someone owed you, would be to attach your lien to any real estate that they would own. And this is what the tax offices do. This is what our government does when someone owns property. So everyone has to pay taxes. We know that. The surefire way for the government to collect is to attach liens to a property. Now, if a person has a mortgage and they don't make their mortgage payment, of course they have pretty much the same issues, but now they haven't paid their mortgage. And when they don't pay their mortgage, their taxes aren't paid. So the taxes are still affected when a person doesn't pay his mortgage. Now, those mortgage foreclosures is not, we may invest in those. We don't talk about those. We don't talk about those on the podcast or anywhere else, because these are mostly listed by realtors and they're mostly on MLS. So that's a different situation. Tax lien investing is, again, just practically investing in properties where there are liens due to people owing taxes. And as investors, we can invest in those liens and make a very nice interest rate income from investing in tax liens. So hope this helps some of the new listeners trying to make sure that I put this kind of at the top so you won't have to thumb through all of the episodes just to find what tax lien investing is all about. You can always email me at realpropertylandservices@gmail.com or thetaxlienstrategist@gmail.com. Those emails are easier for me to access than it is the info at the Tax Lien Strategist. I'm noticing simply because that is an Outlook product, and I don't have that. I have other accounts attached to that, and so it's a lot easier for me to just access the Gmail right now. And anybody have any questions, just make sure you email me. I promise to send those audios, those videos out to the ones that I promised them to. Just make sure I have your county and state. Give me a couple of days to get everybody's out, especially in view of the fact that we're busy running around. On anybody in Houston, on April 20th, we are we're calling it a title and deed checkup, where we're going to be at a location here checking title for the past 10 years, just to make sure. We just kind of give everybody kind of a review of their title. We're not going to get into showing documents or looking at documents. People are afraid now, after seeing all the news and everything about all the title theft and deed theft that's going on. People are really concerned about that. So I'm like, okay, what I'll do is my team and I will come out and we'll look at everybody's title at this location. And we will, you gotta register so we'll know how many volunteers to bring. And we're all going to cut it off because we can't spend all day doing that. But we do want to make sure people feel better and allay some of their fears about how easy it is for someone to forge deeds now and to forge your signatures and that type of thing. So that's what's going on here in Houston on April 20th. But you can email me about that as well if you'd like. If you're in Houston, you're welcome to come to the location yourself. I'm not sure if I can, it may be a way to help people in other states with that. We'll talk about that. Right now, our volunteer attorneys are kind of busy helping some people who don't have deeds and who got some title issues already. It's a lot. I mean, it's a lot. When people want what you have, you'd be surprised at the things that they'll do. But, they figure, people who are poor can't afford attorneys. People who are poor do not know, how this is done. And so it's a lot of work trying to fix and correct and to teach people how not to lose and to make them feel better. So it's almost 30 minutes on this. I'll go ahead and end it. I do have some more episodes to put up here within the next couple of days. But this is it for today. Tuesday. And I will talk to you all soon.